Leaked messages seen by the ABC's background briefing program reveal the Australian alt-right's covert strategy to use Queensland Senator Fraser Anning to expand its extreme agenda in the Australian Parliament and beyond. The logs are the latest in a significant number of attempts by far-right groups to infiltrate and influence Australian politics from within, and they provide a rare insight into the movement's strategy to further its goals and spread its message. One of the first examples of the group's takeover tactics dates back to 2009 at the New South Wales Humanist Society, as Alex Mann reports.
Hello, is that Fred?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Located in the heart of progressive inner-city Sydney, the New South Wales Humanist Society's hall is an unlikely target for a white supremacist takeover bid. But in the mid-2000s, a shadowy group called Club Nation began renting it out and holding neo-Nazi forums. Then, in 2009, they tried to take it for themselves. Fred Flatow is one of the Humanists' founding members.
It's our fault to a certain extent. We should have been more careful.
If successful, the new members would have had control over assets worth more than $500,000, enough to sustain a burgeoning neo-Nazi movement. That push failed, but some of those men aspired to spread their message through a bigger platform. One of them, Andrew Wilson, next emerged in 2017 during the council elections for the Perth suburb of Mosman Park.
This is what I'm concerned about. We have the Housing Commission here in Wellington Street, and as you can see, it's an absolute dump. It needs to go, and it needs to go right away.
Andrew Wilson's quest for influence failed here too. But at the same time, he was producing online content for Clive Palmer with his business partner, Radomir Cobryn-Coletti, like this.
Australia needs a revolution on how we think.
Towards the end of 2017, Clive Palmer's pages became a haven for anti-Semitic memes and alt-right content. In leaked chats, Andrew Wilson said he was behind the anti-Semitic content. Mr. Cobryn-Coletti was laid off by Mr. Palmer's office, who told the ABC that his views were too extreme. But when approached, Mr. Cobryn-Coletti declined to comment. He is now a media advisor for Queensland Senator Fraser Anning. The leaked messages obtained by the ABC show that Andrew Wilson is now actively recruiting members to Senator Anning's party and has a racist campaign for his re-election.
Stunts involving blackface and other taboos, doing videos that cause controversy, burning of UN, Antifa and ISIS flags, possibly the Quran as well, would make global news.
Mr. Wilson also talks about conducting what he calls highly provocative letterboxing campaigns and unleashing a daily avalanche of posts on social media, as well as
setting up an anti-white hate reporting website where people can file complaints against ethnic crime, such as African gangs, or any anti-white discrimination suffered in the workplace.
But when I called Andrew Wilson, he didn't want to talk about it.
You are a founding member of the New South Wales Fraser Anning Conservative National Party Facebook group. I've seen your profile on there. An earlier version of that profile carries your name, Andrew John Wilson. I've seen comments of yours online where you say that you are working for Fraser Anning. In it, you say you're doing his memes. What is your relationship to Fraser Anning?
I think those sort of comments have obviously been photoshopped to try and misidentify those people with other people. It's also confusing, the social media stuff.
On the phone, Mr. Wilson pretended to be someone else. But in the days following the call, he sent the ABC a letter, confirming he did, in fact, receive this call. The ABC's background briefing program has uncovered the alt-right's plots to infiltrate and influence Australian politics before. Last year, the program exposed an attempt by members of a fascist Facebook group called The New Guard to join the New South Wales Young Nationals and change their policy agenda from within. As a result of that story, 22 members of the New South Wales Young Nationals were kicked out and banned from the party for life.
These people have a simple choice. If they want to project the politics of racism and hate, they need to leave the party.
Now, in their latest project, many of the New Guard's members have reformed around a new purpose, to get Fraser Anning re-elected. Two of them, including Radomir Cobryn-Coletti, are directly employed in his office. In a statement, a spokesperson for Senator Anning denied that Andrew Wilson is involved in the election campaign.
That's Background Briefing's Alex Mann with that report.